Deshaun Watson got the first start and played a steady, unspectacular half, 11 of 15 for 126 yards, and nobody won the night. Cleveland's quarterbacks combined for no touchdowns and two picks. In July, we said the Browns closed their famous gap the painful way, the schedule and the bounce math arguing the record rises, the post-Garrett, post-Schwartz defense arguing the specialness leaves, and that whether the improved team has a quarterback was the question 2026 exists to answer. Last Sunday, we called it unchanged because a broken rep pattern in practice was suggestive but not gradable, and we listed three checkable items: Monken's Monday press conference, the starter for the opener in Chicago, and whether the alternating pattern resumed. All three cashed this week, in order. Monday first. Todd Monken told reporters the competition officially continues. As long as we're still sharing reps, it's a competition. And explained the Saturday rep flip that launched a thousand theories as a spontaneous walkthrough decision. I was like, yeah, sure, we'll flip it and then next week we'll go the other way, per Scott Petrak at Brown Zone. The real structure came with it. Each quarterback starts one of the first two preseason games. And in Monken's words, after those two games, then I think we'll be closer. By Wednesday, the order was set. Adam Schefter at ESPN reported Monken informed the quarterbacks in meetings that Deshaun Watson would start in Chicago, with Shedeur Sanders starting the second game at home against the Bills. So the alternating pattern didn't die. It resumed in modified form, with Sanders leading the first unit in Wednesday's shell practice and Watson on the twos, per Dog Pound Daily's camp tracker. Then the game, and let's be clear about the score before we mine it. Bears 34, Browns 10, Saturday night at Soldier Field. Cleveland led 10-0, it was tied at halftime, and Chicago scored 34 unanswered. A second half played almost entirely by players fighting for roster spots, which is why the number is the least interesting thing on the tape. Watson played the entire first half and finished 11 of 15 for 126 yards, no touchdowns, no interceptions, per Larry Mayer at the Bears team site, and he led both Cleveland scoring drives. The half ended badly, though. A fourth down strip sack forced by Bears and Jamari Croma, per Jordan DeJohnny at CBS Sports, who framed the night as Watson holding the edge by avoiding turnovers while neither frontrunner inspired confidence. Sanders got the third quarter and three drives, 6 of 11 for 79 yards with an interception, per Pat Pickens at Athlon Sports. The good version showed up first, a 24-yard completion to Gage Larvadane and a deep ball to Luke Floria that reached the 5-yard line before the drive stalled without points. The rough version followed. A recovered fumble, two passes tipped at the line, a fumbled snap, and a fourth-quarter overthrow of Malachi Corley under pressure that Bears defensive back Beanie Bishop Jr. intercepted. Sanders's own account, per Pickens. The right read, it just slipped. There's a physical caveat on file. Sanders is dealing with a blister on his throwing hand, per Zach Wasink at Yardbarker, and 92.3, the fan's Jonathan Peterlin made the obvious point that the ball isn't going to be a perfect tight spiral in that condition. Dylan Gabriel closed with 5 of 8 for 23 yards and an interception of his own, Bishop's second of the half, on the same play call, per Patrick Finley at the Chicago Sun-Times. Added up and Cleveland's quarterbacks went 22 of 36 for 206 yards, no touchdowns, two picks, and a lost fumble, per Steve Kubica at Browns on SI. Monken's post-game summary, got to call it better, got to coach better, got to play better. The bright spots were real and belong in the depth chart file, with the usual August asterisk that they came against Chicago's back half of the roster. Rookie receiver KC Conception had a 31-yard punt return and the 14-yard touchdown run that was Cleveland's only touchdown. Dylan Sampson caught a 43-yard screen. Julian Okwara had a sack and Michael Coates Jr. a diving interception, per the team's website. Linebacker Carson Schwesinger was inactive. Elsewhere in the week, Sanders and the first unit got benched mid-practice Monday after three pre-snap penalties. Zach Jackson at The Athletic had Watson excelling in move-the-ball periods. The Browns claimed tight end Daquan Wright off waivers with rookie Joe Royer still away on a personal matter with no timeline, and Damari Mathis went to injured reserve. On last week's leftover threads, no new reporting we can attribute moved the Harold Fannin Jr. recovery story. Does the July framing hold? Confirmed. the first live football of 2026 produced exactly the open quarterback question July said this season exists to answer, and nobody on the roster answered it. What would change it? Sanders' start against Buffalo on Saturday, and whether Munkin's closer after two games timeline produces an actual name. We'll check Sunday. Data via NFL Verse.